What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
I do not know what you've been told, Bubba Dinghy.
And now you know
what you've been told.
Welcome in, one and all, the Spitballers Podcast, episode 238.
Too many.
Shout out to my badingies out there.
Whew.
Would you rather, what's the difference? And we are drafting things that are red on today's show.
Oh, it's about to get heated.
I love my list. I really do.
We are excited to have you with us. If you would like to contribute your valuable thoughts to this show, your ideas for drafts, for segments, whatever the case may be, you can. Jointhespit.com. Support the podcast that hopefully brings you joy once a week, twice a week, and become a part of our community. Jointhespit.com. Excited to get going today. You guys doing well?
Doing all right. The voice is a little low. The lungs are a little full. And
that's gross. Yeah. It's only been 2 months, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is who I am now, moving forward forever.
What's the difference between Jason and a person with emphysema?
Trick question. I have emphysema.
Have you ever thought, maybe this is one of those things where, like, you, if you take up heavy smoking, you
it'll solve it. It'll cure my.
It'll go. Yeah,
I mean,
solve the problem with the problem.
The smoke will clear it out.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, guys. Thank you so much.
Just trying to help, Al. I mean, I don't know if you would recommend that. I know you're not a doctor.
Definitely not.
Okay, don't smoke, kids.
Don't smoke, kids.
All right.
Well, I thought you were definitely not a doctor, because that's true.
Yeah, that's also true.
Don't go to medical school, kids.
I don't know much about it.
Emphysema?
No. Oh. Tuberculosis. Is there a chance?
Oh, you got the Burke.
The TB.
Oh. Well, if you do, then I'm feeling very vulnerable at this moment.
That's true.
Because you've been coughing all over me for months.
Very contagious, yeah. Right?
It is.
Okay, so then we're probably okay.
One of the top symptoms of TB is weight loss.
Oh. No. Yes, certainly no TB. However, now interested in getting TB. I think that could be pretty cool for me.
What is, you look great. What's your secret?
I'm on the TB diet. Some people do the TB12. I just do TB.
Wow. I'm on the Doc Holliday diet. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
All right, Spencer from the website. In an office setting, would you rather have free Keurig coffee available or a Starbucks in the lobby, but you have to pay for it? It's a very simple office question.
So this is a very bougie question.
Yeah, how snooty are you about your coffee?
The answer is not super, but snooty enough that Keurig hashtag not a sponsor of this podcast hashtag probably never going
will
to
be.
Not after this segment. It's very much the Gildan of coffee.
Yeah.
It is
coffee flavored water.
Yes. Yeah. Which really, well, that's what coffee is at its foundation. Coffee is, in fact, coffee flavored water. But they're just like lightly flavored water. Why are we still doing Keurig? Why is this still happening?
It's very simple. It's successful in America because we like things quick and easy.
Yes, which it is both of those.
It is quick and easy, and I believe that I think people adjust to it. So if you get – what happens is you get the Keurig. You start the Keurig, and you're excited about your new technology.
Mm-hmm.
That excitement hides the taste for about 2 weeks, and then by the time the taste matters, you are acclimated to the dirt water. And so at that point in time – you're in a routine. It's so easy. And they have so many different varieties. You go to the store and it's like, creme brulee and caramel flavored and maple. And
they have some teas.
And they're decorated nicely.
I was so, so excited. Because look, I am a middle-aged American. And that means I had a Keurig machine at one point in my life.
We all have.
I was so excited when I got that thing. Andy is totally right. Like, man, I'm going to wake up. I don't have to pre-program anything. I don't have to scoop the grounds in. I don't have to crush people. I just put this little pod in here, and it gives me
fresh fuel
water. And you're just super excited about it. And then you realize you're not having a good time.
See, for me, I had a Keurig because, again, middle-aged American. Yes.
Yeah, it was a requirement for my HOA.
Right. So I got a Keurig. I would participate in the drinking of this dirt water, and it was fine.
There's probably a lot of Keurig drinkers listening right now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Well, they kind of know, but they might not know, Mike, because I didn't know.
They're still hypnotized.
Until I got sold, just, you know, a really cool coffee machine that like grounds the beans. It's like Keurig, but it's like fresh grounds every single time. And so I got one of those machines. I was like, that's pretty cool. And then I tasted coffee for the first time. I was like, whoa, coffee is actually good. What was I drinking? It certainly wasn't coffee.
Keurig's original marketing plan was to do one of those like the Pepsi Challenge type of things, except for they did it over 1,000 people and not one person chose the Keurig cup over the real coffee. I'm going to the Starbucks and I'm paying is the answer to this question.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm losing half my paycheck here to Starbucks.
I'm still intimidated.
By Starbucks?
By ordering Starbucks.
You just need one go-to and you're fine.
I guess in this world.
You can practice with us.
In this,
we'll pretend we weren't there.
Can I get a venti?
Step one. Do not let big Starbucks push you around. You order small, medium, large.
Oh, am I allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can take that sizing system and shove it. Because
I can tell you right now.
Get that crap out of my life.
I can tell you right now. I have no idea what size I just ordered.
That's the
biggest
one.
Like, I literally don't know.
That's the biggest
one. Venti's biggest?
Yeah.
I would have guessed middle.
No.
Al would know. He goes there for all the time.
They do have a Trenta that's bigger than the Venti.
Oh, wait, what? They have a Trenta now?
Yeah.
That's new.
They have an extra large?
Oh, man, that's new.
Yeah.
You're making this up.
A very large.
No, I mean, you could be.
Just go, and trust me, they're reasonable people usually.
I'm going to say, can I get one about this big, so I'm on my hands, and I would like coffee in that? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If I just order...
Now, do you know... Now,
are they going to come back after I say, I'd like a cup of coffee in there? They're going to be like...
Do you want room for a cream? That's what they're going to say.
That's fine, but are there different types of regular
coffee?
First,
they will ask you what kind of a roast you want.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I don't know.
House roast.
That's what I say?
No, I don't know.
Just
go with
light roast.
Surprise me. Say that.
So dark roast is the coffeeest of the coffee.
They really do have a Trenta. That's new. Venti used to be the big one.
So it's
Dimmy, short, tall, grande, venti, Trenta.
Get out of here. Goodness gracious.
I print money with my dumb names.
So, I think my move is to go to the counter and say I'd like a medium black coffee and then turn my back.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Earbuds.
And turn my back and take two steps away from the counter. And then they need to figure out what I have ordered.
But here, I'm helping you right now, Jason, because like the dark roast is the strongest of the flavor. But I believe, maybe I'm wrong and I've been living a lie my whole life, but the blonde roast or the lighter roast has more caffeine.
Really?
Yeah,
I think people associate the darker.
Yeah, I don't think a blonde roast has more caffeine.
I think so, because I think it burns it out.
I thought they had.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
First of all,
fact check me on this.
Trenta size is 31 ounces, and this is a Widowmaker. I mean, there's no business. You do not need 31 ounces.
Your
of coffee.
Your heart doesn't need this.
That's like 3 cups of coffee into. Yeah, that's all right, actually.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Keurig just for my embarrassment.
Michael from Patreon has a very difficult question for me to...
You know what's
funny? Hold on. We got to find out about this caffeine.
Yeah, we got to find that out. And also, I'd like to put ourselves on blast.
Okay.
Because we run a company.
Yeah.
We have an office.
Sure. Yeah.
And we have a Keurig here.
We do have a Keurig.
Yeah, because this is America.
So,
convenient.
I'm just saying, maybe we should start talking to Starbucks about adding a... counter here
in
for people to pay for.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah, they'll move into any building you want as long as the other, you know, people pay for it.
All right, turns out caffeine just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's dark or blonde, but blonde roast is the way to go.
Doesn't depend on roasting time. Okay. Huh. Michael from Patreon, would you rather salivate too much or too little?
Oh no.
Which is a great question.
This might be the best question we've ever been asked.
Because it's so obvious, if you're listening, the negatives of both.
Yeah.
I can say this. I have salivated too little.
Yes.
I have never salivated too much.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
No, what? But how does that...
You
how
just
do you,
have like
how do you get
saliva
it going,
running
Mike?
Out of your mouth?
No, you know, it's not running out of your mouth, but it's like just an uncomfortable amount where you have to keep swallowing in the middle of talking.
I've never been drinking my saliva like that.
I feel like I would be drooling as I speak. I'd be...
I've spilled on the pillow before.
That's just drooling. That's not producing too much saliva.
But the fact that I'm having to...
it's terrible. I've had it happen a couple times, like when we're doing a show, and I'm like, I feel like I can't get an entire sentence out.
You can't
out.
Get your salivation under control?
No, it's just completely out of control. However, cottonmouth is... It is a big problem. Your lips start turning all white.
When you get bad dry mouth, it is a nightmare. I've been on medications before that just gave me the most
TB,
extreme.
Your TB meds?
It was like, yes, my tuberculosis meds. I mean, when you get extreme dry mouth, it is the worst. You feel like you can't move your lips. And you just, everything has that sound associated.
Stick.
That.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's awful. I think I have to get extra saliva here. Because there's also a benefit to saliva. Saliva is necessary.
Wait, what do you mean there's a benefit?
Well, it's part of your digestive system. It helps break down food.
The right amount is.
Well, sure, but none doesn't help.
Yeah, wouldn't a lack of saliva... It's inhibit the
digestive
process?
I guess if
process?
You're permanently dry mouth, because I'm thinking of the only times I've really gotten dry mouth is when I'm in a public speaking situation where somehow the nerves, not like our show though, but like when I'm speaking by myself on a stage, that's when I've noticed it.
The time when you really don't want it.
Right, when you really, really don't want it.
It is a strange thing.
But if
thing.
You didn't have it all the time, then you would not be able to break your food down properly, so I'm going extra.
The fact of, like... Why do our bodies betray us like this? You know, like this is something that I have to do. I have to go talk to these people. And why is my body making it as difficult as possible to just physically do it? I'm already dealing with anxiety.
It's the brain-body combo.
It's
ridiculous. It's like, the butterflies in your stomach stuff.
But why wouldn't your brain be like, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you extra adrenaline, so much saliva. Don't you worry.
Because, you know, like, if you're looking at just...
He's just spitting all over the stage.
Just... But primal stuff, right? Fight or flight.
Yeah.
And apparently our bodies are saying that flight is, or fight, either of these responses, we could do them better if our mouths are dry. Why is that a response?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, now, it's a weird, like, that is a weird one.
Have you guys...
Like, we suppress your hunger.
Yeah.
So you're not hungry during a high anxiety
situation. You don't have to go to the bathroom.
You don't have to go to the bathroom.
These are great things. But if I'm running...
But also, you got no saliva.
If I am running, I need some... My mouth is already going to dry out because I'm running and breathing hard. Help me out, body.
What is it doing instead is the real question.
Oh, it's dunking on you.
It moves it to your hands.
You get sweaty hands.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's saliva coming out of your hands.
Wow. We have something in our brain that just hates us.
We gotta reroute.
I think it might be more of like it's not a hatred, but maybe more like a punked situation where they're like, oh, dude, check this out. I'm going to get them so good.
It goes to your hands. Sweaty palms. Saliva palms.
Saliva palms.
Oh, those are
man.
The worst.
The next time I shake someone with sweaty hands,
yeah.
I'll now
they're
know.
They're spitting on you.
I am shaking their saliva hands.
That's right.
Have you guys, I know you're both Hamilton fans, the musical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dun.
Tell me that you guys picked up on the... King Henry.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. During the Disney one, the Disney
yes.
version?
Yeah,
the
well,
one?
I saw it in New York as well, and it even from a
Wait,
distance
he's just
you
a
could
dry
tell.
Dry mouth?
No, he's the opposite.
No, he is.
Oh, is he firing away?
This dude
salvacious.
Got so much saliva. It's
is it
unbelievable.
Flying all over?
It is everywhere.
When you project.
I mean, it is a
you can't
real
protect.
Problem.
Yes.
It is a real problem, and I recommend the balcony seats.
You need you need to wear some sort of like.
There is a splash zone up front.
They hand out the ponchos when you go in if you're in that orchestra
seeing Shamu.
Yeah, but he was a great performer. Great job. I'm a big fan. But congrats on all that saliva.
Maybe for that kind of a show, you want to go home with a little.
Yeah, just
sell it on eBay. Kevin from the website, would you rather every time you try to say I'm sorry, the words oopsie doopsie come out, oopsie doopsie, or every time you try to say thank you, the words whoop, there it is, come out?
I think there's something really cute about an oopsie doopsie.
And and I'm sorry, I mean, if you say oopsie doopsie, it kind of means the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute in a small sorry scenario.
Right.
Any big sorry scenario, you are in trouble. Let's say you legitimately wrong somebody that requires you to now go to them and apologize. And you walk in and you've done something significant to them. And you walk in the room and you look them in the eye and you say, listen, oopsie doopsie.
Honey, yeah. Honey, I've had an affair. Oopsie doopsie.
I don't think your voice has to inflect like that. It can be a real somber.
Oh, oopsie. Let me try that. Let me try a genuine heartfelt. Honey, I had an affair. Oopsie doopsie. You can't do it.
Try apologizing to Al for the push-up stuff.
Oh, genuinely, Al, I know I put you on blast, but oopsie doopsie.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work.
How'd that feel?
That doesn't work, man.
Well, we're not saying that it's...
I don't accept.
It is not optimal.
No, your response is, whoop, there it is.
Right. But I'm saying that whoop, there it is does not...
It doesn't correlate.
No.
No, we need a different phrase for
kind
thank
of,
you.
It kind of does, right? Like, hey, here I'm going to give you that loan you asked for. You know what I mean? Here's that $1,000 to get you by.
Thank you.
Whoop, there it is. That's pretty cool.
I'm replacing the Chick-fil-A people.
My
pleasure with the Chick-fil-A people are hitting you with a whoop, there it is.
That's so much better.
That's actually nice.
Yeah, all right. That would be kind of fun.
Now, if you switched it to boom shakalaka.
That's better.
I guess these are both pretty intense. Oopsie doopsie, though.
Oopsie doopsie. Now that I've gone through the actual experience of trying to say it both ways, I would put that inflection on everything.
Oopsie
no matter how
for
serious
your
it is. Oopsie doopsie for your loss. Oh man.
You got to put the hands up like oopsie doopsie
on your loss. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
But I'm still taking it. I'm still taking oopsie doopsie because most apologies are usually more mild. I'm a man who apologizes for the mistakes I make. If I parent and I realize I made a mistake, I'm going to say, oopsie doopsie.
Wow. Yeah. And they probably won't say whoop, there it is after an oopsie doopsie. I guess I'm going to have to go with the whoop, there it is.
I'm taking the oopsie doopsie.
All right. Should we do one more or move on?
Let's do one more.
All right. Vivian Frank from Patreon, one of our supporters, says, if you were an NFL player, would you rather win a single Super Bowl in your career or never go to a bowl game but be inducted to the Hall of Fame? I'm confused by this question.
So this means you're an average NFL player.
What
does
it mean never go to a bowl game?
You don't go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. You don't.
Okay. That's a collegiate phrase there.
They did say Super Bowl and then never go to a bowl game.
Basically, would you rather be Dan Marino? Would you rather be Dan Marino? You never won a championship, but you're a Hall of Famer, considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Or you're a forgettable. I mean, there's a million NFL players who've won a championship, won a Super Bowl that we don't even know the names of, and we do NFL stuff for a living.
Yeah, it's tough because in essence, if you are a Hall of Fame player, you also played for many years to accomplish that, which means you have many years of disappointment. It's not just like you could win a single Super Bowl title in your career. You could play 3 years, so you've won one in three, and then you ride off into the sunset. You have to necessarily play a bunch of years to make the Hall of Fame.
I
think I'm going to go with that one. I mean, I think I want
greatness.
I want the years of success and greatness and reverence of me as a player versus just having won a Super Bowl I might as well be a bench player. Could have been.
100%. If you're answering anything but Hall of Fame, you are a liar. You are a straight up like, oh, it's a team sport. I want to win the highest championship. It's not about me. Yes, it is. Yes, it is about you. Because you know
at
what?
At the end, it is.
After your career is over, when you're a Hall of Famer, you're still a part of that game. You're still going to ceremonies. You're still important. But what, you got a ring somewhere and you know, no one knows who you are?
It's a fancy ring. So as of the class,
you're gonna end up having to sell it.
Yeah. Of 2023, that class, there will be 371 people in the NFL Hall of Fame. So that is a much lower number than people who have won a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this, though, to change the question to make it more compelling. Would you rather win a single Super Bowl because of what you did in the Super Bowl or be inducted into the Hall of Fame? Because there are players like David Tyree,
right,
who never did a thing in the NFL, but will be forever immortalized as the reason, one of, that they won that Super Bowl. I mean, that David Tyree catch for New York will go down in history forever.
And he got a Super Bowl win, and we know his name now. I am 100% taking the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think I am.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's a pretty special moment, though.
Oh, for sure. But I didn't get that moment. But you didn't get a gold jacket.
Yeah, you do get a ceremony for that. And you're part of a club. Jason would like to be a part of it.
I love being a part of exclusive clubs.
You are part
of
a club, but you are, if you make the play, you're part of a television special every single year. Because every single year they're going to count down the best plays of all time. And if you had one of those plays that wins the Super Bowl, it's going to be in there.
It's a tough call.
If I walked by David Tyree today, I would not know it.
Sure.
Because he would not be wearing a golden jacket.
Right. I assume Dan Marino just always is wearing his golden jacket, right?
He probably is.
Yeah.
I mean, if...
I heard
what's the point of having
him? Not a great dude.
Yeah. These things happen.
The gold jacket changes you.
If you have the gold jacket, how do you not wear that all the time?
Maybe it's too hot. So every now and then...
Real heavy wool?
I think of that with a Masters jacket, too. If I win the green jacket, I'm wearing it.
I'm wearing this thing. I'm not
Or
only,
I'm making a duplicate, at least.
Because they only wear it to, like, the ceremony where other people are getting their jackets. Cruise around in that thing all day.
You should make those things bulletproof.
Just a Kevlar, like a John Wick jacket?
Yeah, double. I just want more utility. All right, let's move on. What's the difference between being invincible, indestructible, and unbeatable?
Oh man. You can start with unbeatable because that's at a task or a game.
Right. I agree with that.
And that's also what we are.
We are unbeatable?
As a company, as competitors.
We are unbeatable in our humbleness.
Right.
As well.
That is 100% correct.
However, with the TB you're suffering from, you are not invincible or indestructible.
No, that will destroy me, but it's not a game, so it hasn't really, like, beaten me. You can make the joke,
What if it's the game of life?
And what if you eventually lose? Then you're beatable.
Okay.
We found a quandary.
So far, you're losing.
I am currently losing the battle with tuberculosis. Yes, I am.
Indestructible and invincible, though, it's tough because to me, this is, I almost feel like an invincible person never dies no matter what, but an indestructible person,
they die of old age,
may die of old age, but cannot be destroyed while they live. Does that make sense?
I think that that's 100% it.
If you're indestructible, then eventually the Grim Reaper comes, you have aged out. Does your body decompose?
I doubt it.
Or does it remain indestructible?
That's a good question, Mike, and it's an important one.
I mean, indestructible is Bruce Willis, right, from the M. Night Shyamalan.
Is it called
Unbreakable?
Unbreakable, yes.
Yeah, okay. Should be called Indestructible, but we'll allow it. But that is, he's not going to live forever. So Andy's right. Invincible, like Superman doesn't age, right?
But Superman's not invincible.
That's true. He's got that kryptonite thing.
He's what I think of when I think of invincible, though.
Oh, man. Is he indestructible? No.
He's mostly that, but he's not completely that.
So if you're mostly that, can you make the claim that you are indestructible, even
it's
though you
invincible
know,
with an asterisk? That's what Superman is.
Yeah, I think he's...
Read the fine print.
Yeah, I think he's indestructible and invincible
can
with an
asterisk.
Can
you straighten me out here with Superman? The kryptonite.
Yes.
He's cool with it if he's on Krypton, but he's not cool with it if it comes to Earth.
That is...
Because he was born in Krypton, so is he just born in a big poison lake?
No. See, the problem is... I think.
Isn't it?
He receives his superpower from the yellow sun.
So he wasn't, also known as our sun.
Our sun,
so he
yeah,
wasn't a Superman on Krypton.
I don't think so.
Okay, that makes sense. So he's
so then the when pieces of his home planet are around him, he no longer has the superpower.
Interesting.
Now there's other colors of kryptonite though. That
I don't support those.
I think can
I completely agree, Andy.
I don't believe in those.
You're the Superman guy. How are you not all over this?
I think that they've gone too far. Kryptonite is green, and when they added other colors, it's ridiculous.
So I think Mike's right here. It says that kryptonite affects Superman by interfering with the cells in their ability to metabolize solar radiation.
There you go. There you
he
go.
He is weaker due to the inability of his cells to process the radiation necessary to give him his superpowers.
Man, that's right. Spitwads, you are welcome.
And so now Jason generally picks Superman and things because he's invincible.
That's right. I like the best. And
so are there no invincible superheroes then?
Is there? Yeah, I can think of one invincible superhero.
Who's that?
Doctor, what's his face? The blue dude.
Doctor Manhattan.
Yeah, Doctor Manhattan.
Oh man,
that's a deep cut that I don't even know.
Yeah, that's Watchmen. I don't think that we can bring up Doctor Manhattan on this podcast. We will be shut down immediately. Too nerdy.
Let's move on. What's the difference between a throw, a toss, and a chuck? So if I'm chucking something, that's easy to me. I chuck without consideration of where it's going.
Well, yes. I was going to say, yes. Your eyes usually closed.
You could be spinning.
You've got to be at the most looking through a squint. You can't chuck with your eyes just casually open. If you're not doing this when you throw.
Very good audio.
Well, yes, if you're not squinting or even eyes completely closed when you chuck something, you ain't trying hard enough.
Like if
you're
I'm
not
taking
chucking it.
If I take something from you and I'm going to chuck it, I don't care where it's landing.
Well, but hold on.
I just want it to be away from here.
Jason, I think, is implying that a chuck must have maximum power.
You got to have force with a chuck.
That's true.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You have to have force to chuck it.
Otherwise,
you're
it's a toss.
It. Yeah, you're not chucking it.
Well, I feel like
you can't have like a light chuck.
Can you toss overhanded?
No, I don't think you can toss overhanded. No,
like a toss to me is an underhand
throw.
Scoop.
No, you can have a toss with your kid with a kind of like a overhand, soft overhand. That's a toss.
Okay, so you can
go a soft
toss
overhand. It must have a certain arc.
But a toss is gentle.
A toss is gentle,
yes.
Light, yeah.
A toss is...
A chuck is never light.
No, you can't chuck something a short distance. If it doesn't go far, you didn't chuck it, you just threw it.
Just one of the more frustrating things that you can do to somebody, and they're doing it in prisons now, have prisoners try to chuck feathers. It's infuriating.
Ooh.
It's infuriating because they don't go where they should go. But I would say that a chuck is kind of like, it's a wild man's throw. I mean,
it's like a punch to a haymaker.
Yeah, a throw has, yeah, that's right. And a throw is just, there's velocity on a throw.
Has to be overhand.
It has to be overhand, and I think there's some trajectory things
maybe.
Here.
Maybe, because a fast softball pitch is...
It's not
a throw.
It's a pitch.
You wouldn't say...
It's a pitch?
Throw that to me. Nobody's softballing it to you.
No. Yeah, it's a pitch.
It's a pitch.
It's an underhand pitch.
It's not a chuck.
It's got its own thing.
Sometimes,
you've got to be overhand to throw.
Sometimes a bad pitcher becomes a chucker.
Yeah.
And that can, because they might squint
they
like Jason or close their eyes.
Okay.
So there you go.
I think we did it.
What's the difference between a symphony, an orchestra, and a band? This one troubles me because there are answers to this, and I just might not know them.
So a symphony obviously is there's a lot of people, and their goal is to calmly put you to sleep.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no.
See, I thought the difference was the pit. Like, one's above ground, one's below ground.
The orchestra
has
got to
be below, and symphony, you have to watch them.
Because all the Mozart and Beethovens, those are symphonies.
Yeah, because you can see them.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're not going to try and put you to sleep.
Eventually, Beethoven does put you to sleep. Sometimes they start hard, but then they want to casually...
Because they take you on an emotional ride.
Defending the symphony.
An emotional ride to bed. They eventually lay you down on some soft...
That's a lullaby.
Well, I mean, a symphony can play anything. They could put you to sleep with a lullaby or with Metallica.
Are all symphonies and orchestras bands... but not all bands, symphonies, and orchestras? Or are none of the symphonies and orchestras bands?
So I don't
think
they
have too many things.
I don't think that they're bands. Bands are cool. Like, bands are, you know, something that's like, I'm in a band. Nobody would be in the symphony and be like, I'm in a band. You know what I mean? Like, that, it's just not cool.
That part is true.
That part is true. But are you...
But I will stand up for the orchestra people of they... Maybe they themselves are not cool. They can make things very cool, though.
Like, if yeah.
I mean, if you take the orchestra out of a movie, like watch Star Wars, watch an Avengers movie without orchestral music, and that it will not land.
So
it will look dumb.
Al, you are nodding at me. The above ground, below ground thing. You think there's some
because their orchestra has to go in a pit.
No, I thought you were going a different route, so I was nodding in agreement, but then you went somewhere
else. What was your route?
I think, and I could be wrong, but I've always been under the understanding that a symphony is a composition.
Yes.
And an orchestra is, like, an orchestra would play a symphony.
That's what I thought, too, but then we were asked this question, so
I mean,
thought
maybe
I was
wrong. I mean, we're obviously the authority, so I would
I would go with us here.
I would never
I think Owl is completely
can
wrong.
Can a band play a symphony?
No. Do you need a full orchestra?
Yeah, you need a full orchestra to play a symphony, and a band is too cool to do that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Band doesn't want to put you to sleep. Band wants to wake you up, get you going, get you moving, get me in this mosh
pit. Yeah, I mean, wake the garage, you know, you're in a garage probably.
Yeah.
Waking people up.
You ever heard of a garage symphony? No.
So for Jason, the symphony puts him to sleep, and the garage band wakes him up.
That's right.
I like the idea of a garage orchestra.
A garage orchestra.
Where the neighbors are like, keep it down, you hooligans.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, let's do one more. Let's do another one of these. What is the difference between the other day, recently, and a while back?
Okay.
Oh man.
Let me give these to you in a use case.
Okay.
I went and saw the movie Avatar the other day.
Yes.
Okay. I saw the movie Avatar recently.
Okay.
I went and saw the movie Avatar a while back.
Okay, so it's obviously in that order of distance. Right.
See, I reversed recently another day.
Yeah. The other day to me
a while back is the oldest.
For sure. That's a while back.
Yeah, because there's a condition there. While.
Yeah, okay. So a while back would be the longest, but then like the other day though, it can be 2 days ago, it can be months ago.
There's
how
a
dare
you. Day statute of
Are
limitations.
You telling me all these years we've known you, you've been using the other day and you might have meant
I'm saying
a few months ago?
I will allow it.
Yeah, the other day has to be within the week.
No.
Otherwise, it's more than a week.
No, no, that's
not
recently.
The other day.
You can't say the other... Recently is within a week. Week or 2 weeks.
But recently could be... That changes. Recently can... Like, if you went to Hawaii last year, that's recently for going to Hawaii.
Absolutely.
No. But if
you would never say, the other day I went to Hawaii a year ago.
But if you saw a TV show, an episode, and you said recently, it probably shouldn't count for last year.
Correct.
No, recently is 2 weeks. And I feel like say the other day, you aren't exactly sure how long ago it was. If I say recently, I can tell you when it happened.
The other day better be within a month or I'm punching you in the face.
100%.
I'm
going
to punch
you
square in the face.
The other day this happened and that was 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm punching you in the
you're
face.
You're getting knuckle sandwiched.
You can't because you won't be able to lock down exactly when it happened because I don't know.
You don't know. You use other day when you've forgotten when you've done something?
Correct.
That's a while back,
what
my friend.
A monster.
That's a while back.
No, while back is I know this was like last year. It was a while
I knew
back.
Him.
No, I mean, you and I are in lockstep here, Andy.
Yeah, this one's...
We clearly understand what the other day means.
Nope.
And Mike
inappropriate
has no
use.
Idea. what the other day is.
Well, I mean, according to Mike, we became friends with him the other day.
Oh, yeah, the other day. The other day I met him at a GDC conference. I don't remember exactly when.
It was the other day.
Do you see how stupid that sounded?
Nope. When you brought up the friendship, that one didn't sound good. But when you said the conference, that worked.
That was like 10 years ago. That cannot be the other day.
Look, this one's tough.
It could be the other day. Because I don't. Was it 10 years ago? Was it two? I don't know.
Is that it was a while back, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
A while.
I mean, the Spitwads, you are with us. And I apologize for Mike.
Yes.
On this question.
Yes.
But oopsie doopsie.
One more, or should we draft?
Let's draft.
All right, let's do it.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting things that are red. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I love having the first pick here.
Oh, there's a big three.
I feel like I have to make a selection that defines the number one overall pick because you said there's a big three.
There's a big
three. Do you see a big three, Jason?
I got a big two.
Look, both of you are not going to have what I pick first, but what I'm picking first is most important. And I have to take it first because there's things to look at that are red. And that's part of we're drafting things that are red.
Usually when something is red, it is because I'm looking at it and I recognize that it's
but
red.
But I am going
to, you know your colors.
I'm making
well.
My number one pick based on importance.
Okay.
Not just on how it looks or how it tastes, because those are some pick options.
Sure.
I'm going on, I need it to live. I'm taking blood.
It's definitely one of the big two.
Okay,
no, it is not.
What?
It's number four on my list.
I'm taking blood. Okay, so I made a good pick according to Jason.
Yes, you made a great pick.
It's a good pick. It's just not in the big three.
Mike was going to make that pick a while back. Mike, you are up.
All right. So then part of the big blood, it's a good pick.
Yeah, like it's pumping through my veins.
It's fourth on my list. But when we are doing something that's saying things that are red, this is childish. We are being children right now. And you ask a child, what is red? A fire truck. A fire truck is red.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, fire truck is on my list.
I just counted. It's ninth on my list.
No, that's
the big nine,
that's
huh?
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's 14 on my list, but it's not a bad pick.
It's not bad. It's on our list. It's just bad for where you drafted it. There's a lot of, you know.
I mean, clearly would have dropped to 14 or so.
Yeah, you could have got that forever from now.
That's
fine. I mean, a fire truck's, I will admit, as an adult, a fire truck is still pretty cool.
Yeah, of course it is.
I think we become a little immune to it. But if you see one, you're like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they got the sirens on.
I don't mind the pick at all.
All right.
It's a good pick.
I got a big two. One of them was blood.
Yeah.
The other is used to act like blood sometimes, but as delicious as ketchup.
Oh my God.
Yeah, baby.
Ketchup was
hold on. Let me. I'm going to go through my list.
Yeah, count it. Count it.
Not there.
Oh, what a
it's
dumb
list.
It's
not on my list either.
What a dumb list.
Oh, we have two lists.
Two dumb lists.
And it's not on there.
Ketchup is the goat.
See, we put Mike in defensive position, and it's coming out for the rest of the draft.
Yeah.
Ketchup wasn't on my list. I didn't think about it. But
was it on your list, Al? Where in your list?
It was on my list of round five.
Round five pick. Yeah.
It was around five spot.
All right.
So ketchup.
Ketchup is fantastic.
I just like that blood and ketchup were so synonymous.
Yeah.
I mean.
They're the one and two of red.
If you don't have blood, you got ketchup.
Yeah.
Pumping through your veins?
Ketchup is pumping through my veins.
That could be a problem with the tuberculosis.
Yeah. Well, the blood comes up when I cough. So I've got the one and two thanks to TB. All right. The next one here I don't think is going to be on your guys' list. At all. This isn't a matter.
So like ketchup.
Yeah, exactly. You guys have just awful lists. But my wife has been watching this new Netflix show that's like about collectibles. I don't remember the name and not a sponsor, so you don't get a shout out. it's really cool. You know, when you have a one of a kind, unique item that the entire world knows, it's unfathomably valuable. Fire trucks are everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. You set up, you've
done it. But this one, there's one of one, and I'm taking the big man's suit. Give me Santa Claus's suit, and I'm putting that thing up for auction because it is very valuable. And he's coming from here on out every Christmas a la mode.
I have so many questions.
There's
here.
A lot to dig through with okay. Santa's suit. It's okay. My second pick.
So you're saying somebody owns the original. The
Santa does, yes. And I am taking it from him.
But what does this have to do with the Netflix show?
It's a valuable collectible. If you're telling me I have Santa's suit.
You're telling me there's
suit?
A show that talks about collectibles and you thought we wouldn't understand value and collectibles without the Netflix show?
Well, I'm just saying that's been on my mind.
Okay,
I've
but
been
I'm
watching
saying, so
it.
The
I'm in a collectible world.
I was
right?
a little confused. I got
I,
you.
I
got
thought you,
you
were saying someone on the show has Santa's suit.
No, Santa has it right
okay,
now.
Okay, because I had some really bad bad things that I had to say.
Yeah.
So you went with okay. ketchup and Santa's suit,
yeah.
not the two picks I
you
saw.
You could have just said Santa Claus, and I would have accepted that as a very good answer.
He's not red. His suit
well,
is red.
Well, his cheeks are jolly.
Yeah, that's true.
Mike, you are back on the board.
But you are right. Not on my list, but that is an oversight. Santa Claus should have been on this list.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, oh, no, that's a fantastic pick.
It was a long
pick.
Way there,
yeah.
but I get it now.
All right, well, I'm going to continue on with my big three for the children, and I will go with a stop sign.
Okay, yeah. Stop sign.
That was literally right next to
fire
trucks.
I mean, fire truck doesn't have to obey.
No, they do not, because they're both red.
Yes.
If you drive a red car, stop signs.
Just go right just through.
These are not for me. These are for green cars.
All right, so we are back at...
Yeah, I didn't have a whole spiel about stop signs, because they speak for themselves. I don't have to sell the pick stop sign.
All right. I have blood. Very important. My second pick, there's a famous poem, and it just says,
yes.
blank are
this,
red.
Yeah, this is big three territory. Welcome in.
I mean, roses.
Yes,
I've
thank
got
you.
Roses. Roses are red.
Everyone knows they are red.
And watch out for the blue draft, because violets. No, I'm going with roses.
Yes.
I feel like I got a power two.
You do.
With blood and roses.
Aren't yeah. violets more purple?
I don't know. Not according to the
not
poem.
Not according to the poem.
Yeah. Mm. And that's where I take my flower information from.
That's probably why. Didn't we do a blue draft already? I don't think violets got picked.
We did do one, and I don't believe they got picked.
Yeah, wait up. Because
they're
draft.
Violet.
That
poem is really
okay,
dumb.
Okay, you're illuminating some things that I've never thought about. So
they got the roses one right.
Yeah,
roses
they did.
Are red, and then we say
violets are blue, but it should be roses are red, violets are violet. That's the name of the color.
There is a color called violet,
and it's not blue.
Why are you masquerading as blue?
I'm looking at a bunch of violets right now, man.
What color are they?
Purple as
yeah,
heck.
Yeah, they're not at all blue. This poem is a fraud.
I think when it was written, there were only a few colors that you could choose from.
Colors they hadn't to evolved
from.
Yet.
They
yeah,
didn't
they
know purple.
They
at
only
that
had the
time.
Red, blue, green, RGB.
I mean, that
okay.
poem is a massacre of a lie. It's just flat out a lie. Roses are red, violets are not blue. Okay.
All right. We are we're moving on. And now I have to make a third pick here. I think I'm not going to
It opens up here.
I don't want to underestimate you guys as my opponents in the draft and cuz I have one that I think could make it to the end. Whatever. I'm just going to take it.
I could go 10 rounds.
I'm going the red Power Ranger.
Okay.
I'm taking the red Power Ranger for my third pick in the draft, in part because Jason went character. He went with Santa Claus.
Yes.
And so I'm going to go with the Power Ranger.
I had thought about going with that one because it's the Red Ranger. It's a very
You're
important.
The one I was worried about.
He is. I mean, he's the leader of the group.
Yeah.
At least back
he's
when we watched.
He's the only Power Ranger eligible for this draft.
But the problem is you have to declare... The red one. You can't just say Power Ranger.
That's right.
That's
it's the
why
red one.
That's why I kept him off my list. That was my issue.
It's okay. It's okay, stop sign. You're up.
Yeah, but stop signs are clearly red.
Yeah.
The Ranger could be yellow, pink. I don't know.
Okay.
Just
I got
saying,
you.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just trying to poke some holes here.
Violets are blue. Let's
I am,
go.
I am really mad at that poem still. I'm just sitting over here just pretty angry.
Just fuming.
That's are we
so
even
ridiculous.
Sure roses are red at this point?
I mean, I've bought
not anymore.
Pink, I've bought plenty of pink roses before.
That's true.
Roses aren't always red.
Yeah, but
Jace has got a visceral anger to this poem.
I'm pretty upset.
All right, so I have, this is my third pick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we're gonna move over into the food area, and I will take what I believe is, look, it is a royalty in the fruit family, and I will take the strawberry.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Strawberries are so good.
I respect
so,
the pick.
So good.
But the problem I have is it's not my favorite of the red fruits, but I feel like it belonged on the top.
It is classic. It is absolutely.
It's the most red of the fruits, right?
When you think of red.
Most red, I mean, through and through, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just like, there's.
It's got a bright, vibrant red to it. Yeah,
I'm saying there's other berries that are reddish.
They're a little bit more maroon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, apples get pretty red.
Yeah, but sure. Those ones suck.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you on that one.
They're just not the best apple.
And apples are like roses in many different colors. If you're strawberry,
so you're caring about the kind of like, you want like a dedicated,
yes,
like that's why you can't get a stop sign a different color.
Right. Mike is going
pure
classic,
blood.
Pure red. I'm not
the pure line.
Like
I'm
a
not
child.
Doing that.
I explained this.
Yes, I am going with things that are awesome that are in the red family. They don't have to be perfectly red.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
nothing
saying
goes together like Santa
things
and ketchup.
That are associated with. Well, you don't think that there's a lot of ketchup stains on that suit? There are, but you can't tell.
Okay. And you should wear red more.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I'd be the Kool-Aid man. So
which
I
is
will,
up for pick.
That is up
it's
for
up
pick.
It's up for draft pick.
I could go so many rounds here. It's ridiculous.
So
I have
like
things,
you know a lot of things that are red?
Yeah, thank you. Yes. A little flex over here. My knowledge of color items is incredible. But because I've got two picks.
I mean, I'll be shocked if you don't take.
I'm not going to take anything that you think right now. Because I know the two things I'm going to take. And
it's amazing.
They're not going to be on your list. Because this is a list for me.
This thing that you're not drafting, if you don't draft it, couldn't be more you.
Okay, well, we'll find out. I am pairing these two together. There are things I like a little bit better on my list. But since I got two back-to-back, I'm going with red wine and red meat. Oh, yeah, baby.
Wine is on my list. Meat was not.
Yeah, red wine was the one I'm talking about.
Oh, great.
So you were wrong that I didn't know.
You know me so well.
Honestly, I should have taken red wine at 3.
Yeah, Red Ranger would have made it back.
Yeah.
To round 20.
No, not round 20.
Look, you got to have a little. Look, I've got core picks here. I needed some. Attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, so you took red wine, red meat. So you're
those are
I'm
solid,
done.
Solid.
Yes. I am done. Red wine, red meat, Santa's suit, and ketchup.
If you
that's
I mean,
a good
you could
list.
Do the you could probably pull off the whole ensemble there.
Oh yeah, for sure. I could put that suit on,
yeah.
Get the little ketchup on the steak, on the red meat with a glass of red wine. Yeah. Oh man, know what I'm doing tonight.
Do you do just the ketchup find that on the suit. Steak?
I don't do ketchup on the steak, but I don't think it's
not a faux
egregious
pas,
or
a faux
sand. Pas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, you've got fire truck, stop sign, and strawberry. Let's see if you can lock down this final pick.
All right. We did a blue.
I cannot.
No,
I resign from this draft.
I am very envious that Jason knows so many red things.
I know.
And
I
do
I
not.
Know. Let me know if you need help. I have got a plethora of red items.
I was going to say, we did a blue draft, so like that actually happened.
We did,
that's
I
something
think.
We did?
Yeah.
We did. Blue and green.
Okay, so in the green draft, I remember I took an emotion. In green, and I'm going to do it again.
Oh wow!
Because we got to keep the trends going. So I will take anger.
I am red with anger
because anger is
at
red.
That poem.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
I was inspired with how angry we have gotten with whoever wrote that.
Fire truck stop sign.
Mother Goose?
Strawberry anger. I don't think Mother Goose wrote that one. Mother Goose. There were like 6 to 8 colors when she was around. There were only 3 okay. or 4 at that time.
All right.
I have blood, roses, a red Power Ranger, and now an infinite amount of options for my final pick. And
I'll bet you don't know as many as I do.
You made yourself laugh.
stupid. I don't know what to go with here. I don't feel like anything's going to have the impact that I want it to have. So I'm going to go with lobster.
Oh, that's a great pick.
I'm going to take lobster
They literally call it lobster red.
Yeah, just to match your, if you're having some red meat, I need some lobster on the plate.
Although, the what is the lobster color before it's cooked?
Like black?
Is it? Because they,
sometimes.
This is Mr. Purebred over here. He wants things to stay red from the beginning to the end.
I generally do, but I don't mind this pick. I'm just, okay. I know that they,
it starts
they,
black.
They really redden up when you,
when you boil it,
when
it
you
turns,
cook them alive.
Yes, when you when you boil this animal alive, it turns red. But then when you put it on the plate, oh, you open it up and it's more like white.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It's, look, I mean, I eat meat, and so I understand that there are these animals are being, you know, prepared for me to eat. But the idea of going into a restaurant and then pointing at something in a tank, you're like, yeah, that one.
I'm going to eat you.
I'm going to eat you. Please go boil this alive for
is
me.
It,
That one hits harder.
Is it the method? Would you like it to be like,
yes,
euthanized beforehand?
Clubbed on the head and then boiled?
Yeah, can we do that?
Lethal
injection?
I think
sometimes that is done.
They do, I was at a restaurant once that hangs all of their lobster.
Oh, my gosh. That's, it's just, it feels barbaric of us. Even though, look, and I get it. I get that my beef is probably not humanely handled either.
It's I mean, you know, it's what we do. I'm gonna eat some lobster.
Yeah,
is that the final pick?
That's the final pick.
All right.
Oh, or how much time do we have?
Yeah, I don't know if we've got enough
I
time
know so many red things.
But there were a
red
couple
crayons.
There were a couple things I really wanted. I want to give them shout outs. The red Solo cups.
I had that on my list.
Those are a classic.
I had that on my list
good one.
Too. Yeah.
The red carpet. You know, roll that out.
Yeah, that's
Oh, you guys didn't think of that. See how smart I am?
Yeah.
Mars.
Yeah.
Mike, you
thought
love.
About the red planet. Yeah.
Those were
what
the
about Clifford?
Clifford is on my
He's
list.
He's on my list.
It was a little too abstract for what I was going for, but I was just going to say wedding.
Oh, the red wedding.
Oh,
yeah, it's a little abstract.
Dorothy's slippers.
Ooh.
I almost went with redwood trees, but they're not
but
red.
They're not red.
They're not red. They're just called red.
They're reddish.
If we're picking
reddish wood trees.
If we're anger is not actually red for the record. Say, I think the stretch, I know Al would have shut it down. lipstick, sports car, red velvet cake.
Delicious.
And then you got all the fruits that weren't mentioned. Apples,
yeah, thank goodness.
Cherries and root, raspberries.
Where do you guys stand on Mario?
He's red.
I consider him red.
I think that would have been great.
I do too. He's on my list.
That would have been a great pick.
I wasn't 100% sure.
You know, if you just...
Andy Reid.
The amount of characters... Bruce Arians actually is actually red. But if you go characters, there's so many. You know, you got Spider-Man, Iron Man.
Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah.
What did we learn today?
I mean, I learned that.
I mean, Jason knows a lot of red things.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. You smart man.
Yeah, thank you. I learned that the Roses Are Red poem is a freaking lie. And you know what? You probably aren't sweet. That's the poem. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Wait, that's like the...
That's like the most known, isn't it? That's how I know it.
I mean,
is that the most
at this
known?
Point?
Is that the most known, guys?
I don't know.
Right. Sounds right. Normally, the last two lines
are
improv.
No, I'm pretty sure that's like the OG or the classic.
I don't know. I learned that the coffee caffeine is
the blonde roast, dark roast, it don't make a difference.
Yeah.
Keurig, if you're interested, contact our management team. Thanks for listening.
Tell your friends about the podcast. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.